Yeah, and I think that's a big point that's come up about all these maps and the guns, and saying, like, do the guns suck? Do the maps suck? And I really think it just comes down to the guns not working on the maps properly, and vice versa. It's like they just don't have a good harmony together. That's why these two new maps are really nice, because they have a good balance. All the other maps, they're so AR dominant. It all really relies on your AR players to set up the sub players. Granted, it has been that way before, but it's way harder on those maps for your sub to just make superstar plays and change the game when you're getting beamed with an MCW. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 166 of the COD Casuals Podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin.
Justin. How we doing, bro?
Doing good.
Hell yeah, dude. Gorgeous day out today.
Oh, yeah. It's the start of spring.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I think this is the first week here where spring's actually happening. I mean, we'll probably get like some scattered showers, but I think like the weather's actually going to start being nice from now on.
Yeah. It is such a nice change of pace. I mean, last week it was pretty nice. And then we had like a huge rainstorm, and then it was kind of gray and cloudy. So yeah, dude, starting off the Monday, I woke up and it's like, I hear the birds and I see the sun on the driveway, and I'm just like, oh dude, we're here, bro. You know, I love it. It does so much for your mood.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Like today, the day we're recording, it was Boston Marathon, and it was a first Red Sox game of the year. So like everyone's just out, right? Like at work today, so many people took it off because they're at the marathon or whatever. Yeah. I had a couple of people I know from college that ran it.
Oh, damn, insane. Really?
Yeah. She crushed it.
Dang.
Finished. Didn't collapse. I was like, that's a win.
Do you know how long she ran it in?
I don't know. I'm sure she'll post it like later on. Yeah. I'm sure if I check like later.
That's something worth posting, like we were talking
about.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. she finished it.
Yeah, dude.
She's been training for like...
For probably over... I was going to say...
Like, more than a year. Because she started running again. She used to run going into college. Stopped. Started drinking a ton. Senior year was like, I gained a lot of weight. I need to get back into running. So she's been training like... I want to say seriously for the marathon, probably the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did it.
That's pretty sick, insane. Dude. Yeah. That's an unbelievable accomplishment. Think about it, you know. And I've seen some of these runs too. I was watching some video. It was from this page called Real Life Lore. You ever heard of them?
No.
But they do like, I mean, they have a lot of these things now where they're like, what's, you know, what's going on in the Gaza Strip, or like, you know, some like, you know, conflicts in the Middle East and stuff like that. It's interesting, but they had videos back, I think because they just ran out of all of them. They would have ideas or things like, where is the like loneliest place on earth, right? Or they had like, you know, this man survived 3 or 4 days in the desert. You know, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I go in and click on it, and the guy was doing some run. Apparently, it's like one of the hardest runs that you could ever do. And it's through the Sahara Desert, like part of it is. You know, it's like it takes days to do this run, it's like a stage run. But just thinking about it, like they talk about the heat being upwards of like 115, 120 degrees. Mm-hmm. They have like at times there could be massive sandstorms that come in. And I'm just thinking, it's amazing that people have done this race before.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy's crazy, bro. This happened to him. He nearly died, right? Mm-hmm. Still has apparently, you know, insane problems, you know, like health issues that just can never recover from it. And the guy went back and he's done it multiple times.
Isn't that insane? Yeah.
But just to think some people out there, like, I think about this when I'm sitting at home gaming, having my coffee in the morning like a bitch. there's people who are out in the goddamn desert running this stuff. I'm like, man.
They're built different.
I know. I'm like, dude, we're the same species. I'm not sure about that, bro.
I bet they couldn't fry us in COD, though.
That's true, though.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
their hand-eye coordination in COD,
controller, bro.
Cool. Yeah. They're probably spinning in circles, like looking at the sky.
Yeah, bro, you don't need no damn – you don't need good stamina in COD, bro.
Levels are different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's but no, that's wild. I mean, I think about that too with the guys who are like, you know, the really top runners who can run that stuff at around 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just,
you're sprinting.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I remember I saw the Boston Marathon a long time ago. I saw part of it. It was like one of the earlier stages. Mm. And again, I do remember seeing those guys running by And I remember telling my dad, I was like, there's no way they're going to finish.
Yeah.
You know? And he was just like, oh yeah, they will.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, dude, he's sprinting faster than I can sprint.
Yeah.
You know? And I had to have been like, you know, I think I was probably still in middle school mm-hmm. when we went, you know, to think that people can do that. I'm like, bro, he's going to do that for nearly 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
At that speed. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, though, those people, their strides are just insane. One stride is like six steps for us.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
Yeah. They're all tall and they're all like, you know, 130 pounds.
Yeah.
They're like 6 foot. You know, and yeah, exactly. Their legs are so long, yeah. So thin. Like, I don't know how you do it, bro.
Yeah. Now, for people that don't know what we're talking about, the Boston Marathon in the U.S., people travel literally all around the world just to come to Boston for this, like, one marathon.
Yeah.
Super famous, like, marathon. But yeah, it happened today. Beautiful weather for it, too. And yeah, a lot of... It's insane.
I was just, yeah, it's a perfect day for running a marathon.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do on your day, bro.
Yeah. You know? I'm good.
I went for a walk along the river and you know, I got my like my few thousand steps in. I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah.
You know? Meanwhile, there's people out there.
Yeah.
Mile 19. Yeah. I'm like, brother.
I had my walk too.
Yeah.
And I had work. Not like these people, no.
Yeah. These people skipping their jobs.
They, like a lot of my friends, like they took the day off to go out and stuff over there. I was just, you know, I have a lot of stuff coming up, so I can't really take time off.
No, I know. You're like, you're in mega grind mode until then.
Yeah.
But no, it's been, I mean, now my week since we're doing this, by the time you guys listen to this, I'll unfortunately be back. But
yeah.
This is my vacation week. I'm enjoying it. I'm trying to spend a lot of time outside just, you know, enjoying the air, especially with
as it's getting warmer. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah, it's going to be a tough end of the year, but we played a little bit, but then also this weekend too, before we get into COD was, I don't know if people were watching it. You see this UFC 300?
Yeah, I did.
You watch this?
Yeah.
Bro.
Insane.
Unbelievable. I mean, people don't know. I do like the UFC. I was a big fan. Years ago, I would say. But I haven't really sat down and watched a UFC card in, I can't even remember. Like, it's been a very, very long time.
Yeah, like a whole card?
Yeah. Like a whole, yeah, exactly. Like a pay-per-view card.
Like what I did with WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't even remember, like, exactly. It's weird that we were doing this, you know? Like, I haven't sat down and watched the whole card. Like, I went over to my friend's place. We watched the prelims. Bro, I sat down from, I think we got there around 6:30, and some of the fights are going on. Left at like about 3.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when was that knockout? It was late, right? It was like midnight, like 12:30.
Sometime around then, 12:30 or like I think it wasn't quite 1 o'clock.
It was somewhere around midnight. I know that.
Yeah, it was about that time.
I don't really watch UFC. Really, like I just watch. Just like one of the matches. Like if I know someone, like I'll just put it on.
Yep.
I was watching it legally.
Yep.
And I was playing COD at the same time. It was so funny.
Yeah.
I was on Shoot House, like just playing, right? And then the knockout happened. I was like, oh. And then, dude, like people were also watching it. And someone was typing, oh my God, did you see that knockout? It was so funny. Like, it wasn't just one person either. It was like
the whole,
like five or six people responding, like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, first off, that whole card has to be one of the best cards I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Even the prelims before pay-per-view, which you don't have to pay for. I was watching those. I'm like, damn, these are all really good fights. Like, what the hell? Like, I know enough of these people. I'm like, man, these are solid matchups. And they were good fights. And then the pay-per-view where I actually had to, like, kick into the pay, which I did pay legally. I watched it totally legally. UFC, Dana White. And, yeah, they were all bangers. And then that fight with Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje, that fight was insane. There were so many times I thought, Justin, I'm like, oh, he's done. He's done. Like, there's no way he's going to make it. But, like, that's just... goes to show, I'm like, sure as shit, here he comes. Like, he starts putting it on. And then at the end there, bro, Max Holloway, a fellow gamer.
Yeah.
The guy, I mean, that title, the BMF, the baddest motherfucker, man, he earned it. It is unbelievable. He had that fight won, no question. Everybody knew it. And this guy literally risks it all.
Yeah.
He's like, points down to the campus right now. Let's fucking go. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I was like, he's fucking crazy. Yeah. I was like, he's crazy. And then he did it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Bro, if he lost that fight there, that would have been, I mean, it would have just been equally unbelievable, mm-hmm. you know, that he chose to risk it all and he did. And Justin mm-hmm. Gaethje was down pretty much every round and did that. Yeah, and he went and knocked him out. And I think Dana White had said it, and I would agree. Like, that's probably one of the greatest knockouts in UFC history.
Mm-hmm.
1 second left.
Yeah.
In the championship rounds.
Yeah.
After asking him to go point down and let's just give them a show.
Just start punching each other.
Yeah, let's just start. Yeah. Like, no technique. Yeah. let's just start going for it. Yeah. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It was crazy. Because I didn't see, like, the actual knockout because I looked to my screen and then all of a sudden, oh my God. And I looked back. I was like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
Because I did not expect them to just be like, oh, let's fucking just go at it. Like, the last couple of seconds.
Yeah.
So I was just paying attention to shootouts.
Yeah.
And then
that's hard to do.
Yeah. And then everybody was just, oh my God.
Yeah. It was so funny because that fight.
So random.
Because of the names too. Like, I mean, those guys are huge in the UFC. That was like the main event for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then there were two other fights. There was a women's championship fight. And then there was, I think it was light heavyweight. There was a title fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just tell that the energy was like zapped for the next two. But I wasn't about to leave. It's like, bro, we have to watch this.
Yeah.
But even the last fight was unbelievable. It was Jamal Hill who got absolutely smoked. I can't remember who he fought. I'm like totally blanking right now as to who it was. Alex Pereira. Yeah, bro, that guy, Alex Pereira, he's a beast.
Mm.
There's like some, I think it was like a cup kick and you can hear it. And the ref Herb Dean goes to come in and call time. And Alex Pereira, he literally goes like to Herb Dean. He goes, and Herb Dean's like, and then legit like 5 seconds later, he just goes, kiss of death, knocks this guy out. I was like, oh my God. He's like, stop. I got this. and annihilated him. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was like, I had a really good time watching the UFC. I haven't sat down and watched a card in years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, that card, if you did not watch it, it did not disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
We got Conor McGregor fighting soon. He's going to fight in a couple months.
Yeah, I saw that. They announced it like during the pay-per-view, right? Like at the end?
I'm not too sure because I watched it. Well, I watched the pay-per-view up until, well, I saw his interview when Alex won in the main. And then the next time I'd heard about it was when I woke up and I saw Dana in like his post press conference and he was mentioned. They may have mentioned it before, but I remember him saying like in there, he was listing off some of the fights that were coming up.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. Connor's fighting. Who was it? I should totally remember the guy's name, Michael Chandler, which that'll be a good fight. I'm excited to see Connor return. Connor's the man, but once you break your leg like that, his leg literally snapped like a toothpick. Like that's happened to, I think, like two fighters. They're never the same afterwards. Mm-hmm. And he more or less, I mean, we're going to see.
Yeah,
we're going to see if he's totally back to form or not. Mm. I doubt. I mean, at this point, like, I don't think he's going to be fighting like continuously. Mm. The guy makes way too much money.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, after any injury, like you're just not the same. Like,
yeah.
You're moving the same.
Nah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, anything severe, especially like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you could ever go back to kicking somebody after the leg that you kicked them with snapped in half.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Know? It's like, bro, I would be so scared to like give full force behind that. You know
what
I
mean? Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I just looked it up. He's 35. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's got mega bucks. I mean, he's obviously going to get paid an insane amount of money to go and do it. I don't really know what his path is, but we will see, you know, but otherwise though, man, we've been on the grind. We've been playing along, doing our thing here.
Yeah.
That double XP, bro, we were stoked about it. It came out one day.
Yeah.
And we did, like, we made the most of it, and they just got rid of it.
We got, like, I don't know, what, like, seven levels, if that, or something like that.
Yeah. I had hopped on earlier in the day to get some, and I got, like, I think I maybe got, like, you know, 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. I didn't get all that much. But I'm not too concerned with it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, like, even without the double XP, like, you and I haven't, like, we haven't played all weekend, even going into here.
Yeah,
we haven't played yet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're talking about it. There are people that are, like, 650 already.
Which is insane.
Yeah, and we're, like, 520s, 530s, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're like, in the 530s.
Yeah, I think I'm exactly 530.
I think you might even be higher, because I checked this morning, because I wanted to see. Since I haven't been on, I was like, dude, if this motherfucker's like 580, I'm going to... No. I was like, I was waiting to be like, whew. I'm like, man, we got to get on. I think you're like 535 or something like that. So I was like 15 levels behind. So then I played a bit this morning to catch up. Still think in really good shape, you know?
I think we're doing just fine. We're doing a lot better than last season.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Because they haven't even announced a time yet for season... season four, right?
Yeah, like, well, when we say announce the time, like, in the top left corner,
yeah,
when they show like how many days are left, it's not there.
Yeah, they haven't given anything on it, so as long as they're not giving us anything like that, I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah, you know, I've just like, I went back to the regular like schedule. I just hopped on, played for like hour and a half, 2 hours, got a couple levels in. I'm going back and doing like some camos again, just to make it like enjoyable in the small map mosh pit. I just get, dude, it's like insane. I get so bored so fast playing alone in the small mosh pit, because I said it last episode, you don't think. Like, I'm like, okay, I know you get more XP in that sometimes, like if you're playing like Dom or Kill Confirmed, you will, but I have to go back to control because I need to think.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying. Like, I'll play maybe three matches and then my brain is like, all right, I need to like think about something.
Yeah. I remember like last time we had played, you were saying that you were like, we did a couple of maps by ourselves because we just don't want to team up and then, you know, cost ourselves on XP. But then you were like, let's go do control. You know, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, we need to start thinking a bit on it.
And we fried.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
insanely fried. Well, that's what I think I do love about those modes, because they get you warmed up really quickly. Mm-hmm. But the only problem with that for me is when I go to ranked, I don't know. Those modes don't warm me up for ranked. Because most of the time, like, I mean, I'll be using like an AR. And if I am using an AR, that's the last thing I want to be playing. Because in those maps, I'm always using a sub. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just running around like crazy with the Rival 9 or with like, what's the Wasp? The Wasp.
Yeah.
So I don't have like a good MCW shot and like a good, like, I don't know, like movement for that gun. You know, I'm just cracked running around. Yeah. So if I go and use an MCW, I'm going to be doing the same thing and I'm going to be playing like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now they added 6-star and six star and Vista into the rotation, which are definitely more sub heavy maps, which is nice. And we're going to see a lot more subs, because I played ranked over the weekend too, like solo queued. That was fun. I mean, like, it wasn't that bad. I definitely came out like net positive out of it. And there's way more like rivals now, funny enough. Like, on six star is fun. But I had a success like using the MCW on that, but I also had success using the rival, which I like those maps now, because in MW2, I always like wanted to be that flex player where if the meta is two people are running attacks, the other two people are using the Vazzes.
Yeah.
So I like that I can like switch between both and it works out.
Yeah.
Cause like the other maps, I felt like if you're not running the MCW and you're not getting kills with it, you're not going to win.
Right. Well, that's how I feel on maps like Hard Hat, you know, like on Hard Hat, I don't know. That map is so AR dominant for me.
Which map? Hard Hat?
Not Hard Hat, when I'm tweaking. What am I thinking? What's the map?
Invasion.
High Rise. Yeah. Bro, I'm thinking MW3 right now. Yeah. My brain cells. Playing on High Rise, like, that map to me is just so AR dominant.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to get a good balance between an AR and a sub on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, even if you're playing, like, really fast with a sub on there, you have to be really good to be able to pull that off successfully.
The way I see it is if, like, when the last time we played, like, on Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah.
we played High Rise. We didn't do well.
Yeah.
It's because if you're a sub, your AR players need to get kills.
Yeah.
And they were not getting kills.
I remember we were fucking pissed about that.
Yeah. Because, like, you're an AR. Go get your kills.
Right.
Like, all these maps are made for AR players. And you're not getting kills, then you just suck.
Yeah, and I think that's like a big point that's come up about all these maps and the guns and saying like, do the guns suck? Do the maps suck? And I really think it just comes down to the guns not working on the maps properly, mm-hmm. you know, and like vice versa. It's like they just don't have a good harmony together. That's why these two new maps are really nice because they have a good balance.
Yeah.
You know, all the other maps, like you said, they're so AR dominant that it all really relies on your AR players to set up the sub players. Mm-hmm. And granted, like, it has been that way before, but it's way harder on those maps for your sub to just make superstar plays
mm-hmm.
and change the game when you're getting beamed with an MCW.
Yeah. Know? Like, a really, really good sub player will be good because they have an AR player like helping them out.
Yeah.
Like, just clearing out lanes and stuff.
And to that point, too, I'll say is, like, I know the rival is insane,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I saw there was some clip of Parasite, and he was on High Rise from window to window,
yeah,
and he got that shot,
yeah,
and people were like, dude, the rival's broken. I'm like, yeah, like, don't get me wrong, it's definitely broken, but dude, to pull off that shot, even with that rival, that ain't easy.
Yeah, you know, like, rank players aren't doing
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you ain't seeing that in, like, diamonds and crims.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're seeing top 250 people do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you gotta be really skilled to be able to pull that stuff off.
Yeah. And my whole thing is if you're not getting kills with the, in this game specifically, if you're not getting kills with the AR, then like you need to like think about something.
Yeah, you
because
play a different.
You're game. You're not helping out your subs because at least like MW2. What was that map with the? There was like a cell tower. There was a soccer field on the other side.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I know
the bomb site was in the middle of the map for B, and then for A it was in the middle of the map, and then B was on like this little hut on the side where like the cliff was.
Bro, why am I losing it? I know exactly what map you're talking about right now. I'll have to look this up right now because it's gonna drive me nuts.
But regardless, like that map, like you always ran an AR and I ran the VAS.
Yeah,
because that. But I would argue
a CeeLo.
Yeah, yeah. That map was definitely more AR heavy.
Yeah,
but it was AR heavy because you can just like they're long lanes.
Right,
but you could still have success with the VAS with the sub. Like just because I always said. Funny enough, like you ran the AR, I ran the sub on that map, and it's usually the other way around.
Right.
And like, I just always stayed inside.
Yeah.
Like being mixy.
Yeah. But that was the thing, though, is like that map, because of the way it was constructed, where the inside, you were going to be more successful if you had the sub because mm-hmm. of the close quarters,
mm-hmm.
as compared to the outer two lanes, which were heavily dominated by the AR. Like if you had someone sitting top AC over mm-hmm. the soccer field or someone sitting top tower that were good shots, a sub player is never winning those.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And that you could be a sub player and still change the game just being in the middle. Like
yeah.
you can make big plays by doing that.
Yeah, you could make people go, you know, they spawn out to another side and then you're on the, and they're going to try to push through. Like they don't want to go through mid anymore. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go through maybe like, you know, the soccer field, or they're going to go through like that hut area.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm set up there with a trophy and running the attack, like, bro, you're not getting past me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, that's what like we're talking about. You know, you being a sub player, you could set up the ARs. This map or in these game or these maps on this game, it's a lot harder to do that. Because the maps, like again, playing on High Rise, like there's very few instances, at least for me, where a sub is like the preferred gun on that map.
Yeah. Like the only,
like maybe on, what is it? On the B hill.
Yeah. On B and like being underground.
Yeah.
Or like you just have to be in their spawn with the rival.
Right.
Like that's like your only option really. Just farm them.
Right.
And spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get away with a rival on the other maps, but again, it's just not like balanced very well. Not saying that a CeeLo is balanced at all, because I still think MW2, it was more AR dominated. Past like couple years, it's always been AR dominated.
Right.
And that's like coming from someone who used both like heavily.
Right. But that's what's nice about these two maps, like Vista and Six Star, you can definitely use both.
Yeah.
You know, like when I watched those maps, because I mean, we had COD this weekend too, which we'll talk about later. I love watching Six Star HP. Like that to me, it's so fun to watch that play out. Just because, again, it can get really mixy with both guns. Like, you know, you can see a lot of plays being built off of both players. I mean, you can have those kinds of takeover series, which is really nice. And it's not just like, you know, they get them pushed back and spawn, then you're just watching the ARs go over and over. It's like, well, you know, your sub players are kind of screwed. They can't do anything. Or even just seeing, you know, a ton of MCWs on one of the teams.
Yeah. And I mean, for the subs, like, I will say that those two maps, they definitely favor subs more, but I wouldn't, might be a hot take, I don't think it favors subs that much more, but those close quarter maps definitely favor the rival players more, and I'm like for it because subs have been getting like screwed over like most of this year. So now it's good because so on like Treyarch, they just announced that they're opening up like testing now unranked for like a couple new weapons. Well, not new weapons, new weapons to the meta.
Right.
So like ARs and subs. So that like for the ARs, like the BP50, and I've said it before, you can use four BP50s on the team and like you'll fry. Like that's the best AR in the game, in my opinion.
Dude, I don't think there's any debate on that, is there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like you can, so they're putting the BP50, the Holger and the MTZ for ARs. If the BP50 wasn't a like in-game weapon, it was added like in the season. If you're going off of just weapons like launched at the game, I would say the MTZ is the best like AR in the game, because that has really high fire rate and the recoil isn't that bad. Holger reminds me of like the G36, where it's the fire rate isn't that fast, but the damage is high. And then they're adding two new subs, right?
HRM and the RAM.
Yeah, and like those weapons are good. You picked up my HRM.
Yeah.
And like it feels like the ASM-1 sort of. Fire rate isn't as fast. Like it is a slower fire rate sub, but it kills fast.
Yeah.
So you and I talked about it. Like we like it because it changes the meta. Changes the meta in ranked. It's not going to change anything in the pro scene.
No.
Which I think is like a shame because like players like you and I who want to mimic like the CDL, like why would we ever go and use those weapons if we're trying to, you know, mimic the pros, right?
Right.
But then you see Nateshot who is saying this is great for ranked because it adds more variety, which I do agree with.
Yeah.
Like I completely agree with that. And yeah, I'll go and make like a couple of those classes. But in my head, if I'm going up against someone that's using the MCW, I'm like, man, like I feel you.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair. I'm just using a better weapon.
I think for us, it's going to be a case of once we play and we see what they kill us with.
Yeah.
Then I'll make my decision.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Like I'm always going to spawn up with the MCW or the rival. Mm-hmm. But then if I get absolutely lasered with a BP50, or an HRM, I'm like, all right, game on. Like, we're switching, you know. Because, those guns are so good.
Yeah, the MCW, like, in my opinion, as a casual player, it's not the best AR in the game. It's just the most balanced AR in the game, and which is why it's, like, the meta for the pros. Like, it kills fast. It has no recoil, but the fire rate on the BP50 is insane, and there is no recoil on that gun. So
there is no recoil on that.
Yeah. Out of those three ARs are better than the MCW. No doubt.
Yeah. The HRM and the RAM, like they're pretty good. I was using the HRM this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a good class on it. Like, you know, it's nice. I haven't used the RAM as much.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I do like the HRM. I like the rival period though. I mean, I think the rival is still like an insane gun.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that BP50 though, I mean, Jesus Christ, like that.
It shoots as fast as a rival.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, seriously. Yeah. I mean, I was telling you this morning, I got my first ever nuke with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I played, what was it? Grow House.
Yeah. Right? Grow House. Yeah.
With side note.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Like that map is so much better than whatever, Vanguard called it. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what they had it as, but dude, that map is like 1,000 times better. But beside, or maybe it's just like we were talking about, maybe it's just the game, because like Farm 18 is better on MW3 than MW2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I was just lasering. Like, granted, these people were still half asleep, but the gun itself, it's a laser. And you said the recoil is not, it's non-existent, and the rate of fire is so high.
Yeah.
You know, and the mag clip is pretty solid too. Like, it's a decent size. So yeah, that gun is, it's a god gun, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you could easily, I get why it's G8. Like, in my opinion, it should be G8.
I think so too, yeah.
You would have four BP-50s running around.
Yeah.
You don't need the rival at that point.
Right.
Because I got my nuke using the rival on farm. And again, that gun, rate of fire, really, really high. Recoil, like, pretty non-existent, I would say, for the most part, with the builds that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
But the damage isn't as high as a BP-50.
Right.
The BP-50 is just, like, the do-it-all weapon.
Yeah, no, it really is. And that's the part of the problem, I suppose, because once they add this gun in there, like you said, I mean, the chance of it making to the pros is pretty much non-existent, because like, what are you gonna end up having? You're gonna have eight BP-50s.
Yeah, exactly. The map, like,
who wants to watch that?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Any, like, who wants to play that? Like, even us in ranked, I would much rather just have the MCW and rivals on the map versus one weapon across the whole team. Like, that's just, that's just like, it's boring.
Yeah, because though they're testing, like, you know, and someone may say, well, but they're adding five other guns in here, right? Like, what do you mean it's just going to boil down to all that gun? Because at the end of the day, like, how many builds are you really going to make that are going to rival something of that caliber, you know, of the BP-50? You know, like, those other guns, they're still good, and I'm sure you can make builds that are solid with them, but they're not going to compare. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to go up against, you know, people in high ranks, and they're just going to, they're going to use the best gun.
Yeah.
They're not going to like try to play around with, oh, maybe I'll try this out. And which, yeah, I'm sure people will in the beginning, but everyone knows how good the BP 50 is.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're just going to run four of them like on each team.
Yeah. I mean, I do like that gun. It is good. It's a far cry from the F2000 that it's modeled after. Because, bro, if you remember from MW2, the F2000 was trash.
Yeah.
That gun sucked. And that's what I saw when I first saw this thing. I'm like, oh, like, that's cool that they're adding the F2000 back and just giving it this name. And then realizing this is a god gun, I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they doing to this gun? It's like they add the UMP-45 in this game and it'd be literal trash.
Yeah.
But dude, that makes no sense.
That, like, again, that weapon's just really good. I like using it in pubs. It's just, I mean, using any weapon in pubs is fun.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I've been just trying out other weapons just to spice it up a little bit.
That's what I'm starting to do now too, a little bit. You know, like, we'll play tonight, we'll do some pubs and stuff. Like, I want to just start using a lot of different guns, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's something that I need to learn to do more, is like, once I'm into the game and I've started to get comfortable, like, just spicing things up.
Yeah.
Because I'm always stuck with, like, I don't know, I just always use the best guns.
Yeah.
Like, every time we play pubs, I'm either always using the MCW or rival, because I'm like, oh, you know, we're going to go and play ranked, so I want to use them. And granted, like, you know, yeah, we'll still play,
that's
but
fair.
Like, yeah. But now though, like, especially we're trying to grind out these levels and stuff, and I'm like, all right, even still, I can have fun with some of the other guns.
Yeah.
But I just never do.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fun using the good weapons.
Yeah.
But I've said it before in like previous episodes that using the other weapons, it is an advantage when we go and play, like, when we go and play that team gunfight that we played.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was like top of the leaderboard when we played, like of the whole leaderboard. And it's just, I've used all these weapons. I know what these weapons are and I know their like recoil pattern, and it does help, like, gives you an advantage.
Yeah. Dude, team gunfight is such an underrated mode right now in that game.
Yeah.
I really love that mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives me like the reminders of, was it Champion Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah. From Vanguard.
That's such a fun game.
Dude, mode. I know. And I hate that they like abandoned it. But this seems to be like a continuation of it. Because it's fun. Like I like Search and Destroy, but then I like the element of surprise, like the randomness with all the guns, mm-hmm. you know? And then I love just 3-0 teams. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like who's
now we got two teams to shit on at the same time. You know?
Like who's better being more strategic or who just has a better shot with any weapon?
Yeah.
That's what I like. And yeah. Like the new weapons that are in now, I've gotten like all of them platinum already. And
you beast.
It's just, I wish I got XP from it. I think it's bullshit that I don't get XP from any of that because it's insane to me that I have all the ARs, all the subs, all the pistols, some of the snipers, and then some of the LMGs. I know some of you, like you already have like the top of the top camos. But like we don't get anything from it. Like you and I are the same level. I didn't get anything for it.
Yeah, homie, you should be like with all the challenges that you've done. You should be like fucking 70 levels ahead of me.
It's just insane. You know? Yeah, I'm like, why? I mean, I understand why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I need to spice it up. I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
But if you're going for these camos, like some of these challenges are just annoying. Like you should get XP for it,
dude. I don't know why the fuck they got rid of that.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Used to get XP.
Yeah, I don't know why now. Like, and this has been a thing as of late in like recent CODs. I don't know why you don't get XP for completing these challenges. You know, for
challenges.
Yeah, because bro, I was watching a funny enough. I was watching a clip from what was it even a clip? It was a YouTube video from MW3. This guy was gonna go and like hit first prestige, right? And he's using like G36. He gets a headshot, and then you see in like it was top left, top right, 30,000 XP.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, he completed this challenge, which then he completed the mastery, which then completed this. And I'm like, dude, where's all that XP now? Like,
yeah,
you know, that used to be so sick. You go in like, I need 3 headshots for this, and then you'd get all the stuff coming. Yeah. Yeah, now you get, you know, like for you got platinum. I mean, dude, that should be in like an easy 10,000 XP.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, some of these challenges, like, yeah, they're not hard. Like the gold, platinum, and then the ones above that, it's you just have to equip the camo and get like X number of kills. Yeah. But it goes up 100 like every camo.
Yeah.
It's like, give me like 10K out of that, like at least, right? Like, come on. I got 200 kills with the weapon. Just give me something.
No, exactly. I think the things like headshots and stuff, like those have always been that, because that was always the original challenge, I thought, in Call of Duties. I mean, definitely back in like MW2 and on COD 4. I mean, because World of War didn't have camos, but those old CODs, that's what it always was. It was like get, you know, 10 headshots, 25, 75, 100 or something like that. And then you would get, you know, the camos and you get the XP with it. But now with all these extra challenges, I mean, they should just kind of base out the XP from that. Like if it's something like you're saying, it's really easy, you know, or getting like the tax dance kills, you know, like get 100 of those. It's like, dude, you get 100, give them 5,000, 10,000 XP. You know, it's not like you get to ration out the XP.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like it should be, it's still a challenge in the game.
Yeah.
Like, you should get XP.
And you got to sacrifice more than likely the way you play in order to get this.
Exactly. And I mean, we have the daily challenges, which, yeah, it's nice, but some of them are like get 5 kills with a pistol and you get 2,500 XP.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if I'm getting 5 kills with this and I got 2,500, why am I not getting 10,000 for use this akimboed pistol suppressed and get like 25 sliding kills with it?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I don't know what's happened to them because some of those daily challenges, some of them are harder than others, but
yeah.
And some of them you get rewarded, you know, pretty nicely. Like they give you, you know, 7,500. Some of them I know give you 10,000. And they only take like a matter of, you know, 2 or 3 games. Depends on how hard you're going for it. But yeah, a lot of these challenges for these guns, I don't know. Maybe they think that it's too many challenges, so it's too much XP to give out. So you'd rank up too quick and then be done with the game.
Well, then like
maybe that's their philosophy.
But yeah, I mean, like if that's the case, just adjust XP. Like make it like 50 XP per camo.
Yeah.
I get there's like a ton of camos in this game, but like when you unlock gold, I want like give me 1,000 XP for that.
Yeah, right.
Like, and then platinum, give me like 2,000 and just goes up. Whatever,
yeah, because I could see like to what I was saying. Yeah, if you were doing like 8,000, 10,000 XP or something like that, yeah, you could maybe run into that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think you would that much. But yeah, just balance it out where, like I said, if you get, you know, platinum on a gun or whatever, you know, maybe getting like a really, you know, a harder cam where you complete everything, maybe you get 10,000 XP for it. But some of your smaller ones, yeah, do it like, you know, 50 XP, 500 XP, 1,000 or something like that. You're not going to be breaking through levels at that rate.
Because one of the LMGs, like if you guys haven't gotten like the camos yet, you have to get like 5 wall bangs. Bro, do you know how hard it is to like just sit and like wall bang stuff? Like you got to hope the player's there if you're actually going for
That's all chance.
And then you get nothing. You get nothing for playing like that.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen those too for, I don't know if they're in this game, but I remember for in older ones where they'd be like get collaterals and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, how the fuck do you get that? Like, it's so by chance.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, there's an element of skill in that. But, dude, that's so hard to set that up to be able to actually achieve that, you know. And you have to change your play style so much, you know, for any of those. I try to always avoid challenges where I have to change my play style. You know,
yeah.
Like if I have to start doing like some insane stuff, like like wall bangs or like get like claymore kills. Nah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like if you want us to go for that, give us a bunch of XP for it.
Yeah.
Then I'll try to go for it. But yeah, like I did the wall bang challenges for the light machine gun, and I got nothing for it.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous.
I got the camo. Yeah. And the camo, I'm probably not ever even going to use.
Yeah, bro, that's probably what they say, though. They're like, dude, you got the camo. You should be thankful.
Yeah. No.
Pricks.
No. Yeah.
You're like, no, I want more.
And the, you know, some of the camos, yeah, they are nice. Like, I will say I love the solid colored ones. Like, it's so simple, but having, like, a bright red or a bright orange weapon, it looks clean.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they just have, you know, generic camos, and it's nice to have something different.
Yeah.
But I want Black Ops 4 camos and Black Ops 3 camos, like the mastered camos, like these glowing ones, like animated ones, which, again, I don't know if we're ever going to get that again because now, like, they have them, but we have to buy them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only problem. I mean, there's no, like, reactive camos. I don't believe there is that you can earn in the game, right?
No.
Other than what's the, the last one that you can earn. That one is reactive. But, bro, how many people are going to go through that just to earn that one camo? I wish they were so much more like that, because those were sick, you know. But yeah, now they're stuck behind 2400 COP points.
Yeah,
you know, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Do you see this too along that lines? You see this like King Kong bundle?
Yeah,
bro. This is like this for me is like the epitome of like what's wrong with Call of Duty right now, because apparently you had to spend $80 of actual money to actually acquire this thing.
It came with like multiple like different skins, right, or something like that. I didn't look too much into it, but yeah, I did see the bundle though.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I hope I don't ever know anybody who bought that.
Yeah, I would do $80 a whole game.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, and
like that thing left me speechless
in this economy.
I don't know that it's. Again, it's all cool stuff, but it just, I don't know. I don't know why they keep, I mean, actually, I do know why, because they want to just make money, you know? And they just keep pushing it, and then people are going to buy it, you know? Like, I mean, I know for a fact, obviously, people bought that, you know? Because they just want to be known as those people who have it, and everybody realized that they spent $80 on this thing in a game that does nothing for you.
Yeah, and, like, the skin's cool. Like, all the stuff in these bundles are really cool. I don't want to spend $20, $25 on this stuff. We've talked about it so much. Like, what do we get out of it? The players that really, really play the game.
Yeah.
And, like, grind it out. And, you know, if they want to make these bundles, like, cost money, make it cheaper. But, you know, they already tested the market. People are paying $25.
Yeah, dude.
For skin and stuff. So, I mean, there's no shot for us to ever, like, have it at like $5-$10.
No way. And I don't even think they run, I don't know if they do run like discounts and stuff in the store, like where it's like, oh, instead of it being 2400, it's 1800 COD points.
They have discounts on buying COD points.
Yeah, which is
so you have to buy COD points and then you pay full price and points for
yeah
whatever.
Yeah, it's just a dumb cycle. But no, I mean, I wish that, like we were talking about before, because it's just like, you know, it's encapsulating everything. I just wish that, like for you, especially on your camo grind, there was cooler stuff that could make it worth grinding. Because you're right, like the camos in this game, and even from last year, like the camos are cool. I think the camos have gotten progressively better as the years have gone on. Like in the new era, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because like prior to that, like in the Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4, like mainly Black Ops 4 too, like those camos were so sick.
From then and before, it was sick.
Yeah.
Until we got to this new era of COD with Tac Sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like it's gone downhill regarding that stuff. Like, I mean, now, like I just said, I know we are on a better path, like it's getting better. But yeah, they need to end up rewarding you more for this stuff, because I mean, dude, it's a grind. And even back then, like, yeah, you would get rewarded big time for that stuff. Like you get really cool stuff to show off, you know? Now, like when I see the platinum camo, it like doesn't excite me at all. I'm just kind of like, yeah, you know.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You know, it looks nice. Cool,
you know? Yeah. But I should be like, whoa. Like I should, you know, that's at least the way I feel. Mm. I feel like I should be mind blown by how some of these camos look, you know, based on how easy they are. If they're really easy to get, they look like shit.
Yeah.
If they're really hard to get and you got to grind, they should look sick.
Yeah. And the Jeff goes for the camos like every single year. Yeah, right? Yeah. And he said like it progressively, like it gets easier to get these camos, which I do like that they're not making it like insanely difficult to do it. But again, like not making it insanely hard to get, more people can get it, but like we should still get XP for it. Like if you're giving us daily challenges and weekly challenges and we get XP for that, this is a challenge. We should get XP for it.
Yeah.
And it's so funny when like the new COD launches and he's like, yep, I'm going for these camos. And the title of his video is like, dude, I don't even know. It's always like something that's super funny. That's no life tries to, or sacrificing my life for COD camos or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's just grinding it out. He's like a zombie just staring at the screen, fucking running around with the riot shield. You have to get 500 kills with the riot shield.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't get anything.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I mean, like the way you could grind out that stuff, again, like you just said, it sucks because you don't get anything for it other than just, you know, that camo. And how satisfying is that really?
Yeah.
You know, until like the ultimate one that you get. But you're stuck in those small playlists too.
Yep.
You know, just grinding that stuff mindlessly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I think there's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird because there used to be, I replied to some tweet about it where I remember back in MW2, bro, if you saw someone back in MW2 with the gold headshot title for like a weird gun, like the USP-45, like you knew this dude was insane. Like you knew this guy grinded beyond belief to get that title. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a badge of honor. It's like, yep, that guy's put in the time.
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
You know, where now it's like you have no idea what these people have done, you know, like they have a camo on a gun and you're just like, I don't know what you had to do for that. It doesn't really matter because like it looks kind of cool, but it doesn't look that cool. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, back then seeing the gold flames coming off that title, you know, with the skulls there and you're like, dude, he got 1,000 headshots.
Yeah.
With like the F2000.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, and this, like you get that calling card for whatever, you know, but no one uses those calling cards because there are cooler ones out there.
Yeah.
There are way cooler ones out there. Like then we have animated ones and stuff now.
Yeah.
And so I get it. But again, like you have to reward us with something, you know, like remember like in Cold War, we would finish like the season challenges and we got that last like animated
title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like give us something like that. Like make us work towards something.
But dude, it's like, maybe it's a weird thing to say, but like, I feel like the animated title thing is now a gimmick.
It is.
They're like, every fucking title is animated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It is, yeah.
I'm like, dude, I thought that used to be like a unique thing where like, yeah, all the other titles, like we were talking about in Cold War, all the other titles are just stock standard ones.
Yeah.
And then you get to that one and it's animated. And even some of the prestige ones that you would get, those weren't animated.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a select ones that were like really tough challenges. Mm-hmm. Once again, you do tough stuff in the game, you get cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want. Like you want to have people be like, bro, that title's wild. Where'd you get that from? Mm-hmm. You know, and you're like, oh, you got to do all the season challenges.
Yeah.
Bitch.
There was a, I remember in Cold War, was that the Prestige key?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I had like a dragon calling card with that. You had to hit level 10 of Master Prestige of the season, which was level 1,000, to unlock. Like, do you remember you had to get to like,
yeah,
there was no cap?
Yeah,
100, 200, 300, 400, 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them were literally locked off. Like, they only cost like, you know, 2 prestige tokens.
Yeah.
But, or prestige keys, but you had to be level 500 or 600, whatever, in the season in order to have it.
Yeah. Which, and like, if you, this was back when you could level up to all the way to 1,000 in the season, then you get reset.
Yeah.
But if I had one that was a dragon that was level 10. Well, like level 1,000. And I was like, oh, no, not level 1,000. It was like 800 or 900. It was like around there. I know it was really high. And like I had that. And you can't get that unless you get to that level.
Yeah.
And then the next season, you reset.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how close you get. You have to grind that one season to get that.
I think I already know what you're going to say for this, but do you prefer the system where you grind, you can grind to 1,000 levels, or do you prefer where you get stuck at a level?
I mean, I like getting stuck at the level because it makes it easier for us. This is like better because like we check it off, but I wouldn't mind grinding more and getting reset if you get cooler stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, like I don't, if you go back to Cold War and Vanguard, was Vanguard the first time they changed it? Yeah. Hitting a max? No.
Vanguard, you could hit 1,000.
Yeah. But like we didn't like that.
So then it must have been MW2 then was the first one, or like after that where they hard stuck you at a level.
Like we didn't like that. We complained about it.
Yeah.
And like still stand true to that because I don't feel like I accomplished everything. But like I want to go back and look at my Cold War stats now and like see like what levels I got to like each season.
Oh yeah. I remember you could do that.
Yeah.
Bro, we'll have to load up Cold War. That'd be insane.
And like
we can get the PS5 version.
You could get cool stuff from it, but no, I prefer the cap because it does make me feel good that, all right, I checked it off. But realistically, I wish there was no cap and there was just regular prestige and like you hit 10th and that was it.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I'll go back to that.
Yeah, where like the OG stuff.
Yeah.
You can grind as much as you want. When you get to master 1065 or whatever level, you're done.
Yeah. Dude, think about it. Well, like
For me, I don't mean to interrupt you, but for me, I want the Black Ops 4. That's what I want. I want prestiges all the way up. Once you get to 10th prestige, you get to the max level of 10th, then you enter master prestige, and then it's up to you. You want to stop grinding, you've hit master, you've done it, cool. You want to go and complete master, it's up to you.
Yeah, I like that system like way more.
Yeah.
Because, again, you get that feeling where you load in a lobby and you're like, holy shit, this person's 7th prestige. Yeah. The game's been out for only 2 months.
Yeah.
Or, oh, that's a light work. Okay.
Yeah.
It's only been out for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And this person's like 7th. Which, like, that's insane. Like, you know this person's been grinding.
Right.
Now, I can't, like, you and I, we loaded, during the double XP, we load into the game. This guy was 650. And we were saying, whoa. He's already 650, bro. 100 and 200 levels. Yeah, that is a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But back in our day.
Yeah. Grab the cane.
First, second prestige. Or like you would go back to school. Dude, I'm already first prestige.
Yeah.
And all the guys are like, what?
Yeah.
How? And you just stayed up. Or we knew this one kid. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Game comes out. He's not in school the next day.
Yeah.
He's grinding. And then he's back at school the next day or something. He's like, I'm third prestige.
Yeah.
And all the guys are like trying to catch up. They're like, what?
Yeah. And then you go to the leaderboards and you see him and his emblem pisses you off.
Yeah.
Because you're like, dude, that emblem's so sick. I want to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And it's only because he took time off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, but we don't get that anymore. We do get capped off. I will say that these games now are just, they're more and more towards casual players. We are the COD casuals, but it really just feels like the demographic is like the people coming back from work from their 9 to 5. They sit down, they have a beer, they just play with their buddies a little bit, and they can hit max level without even like trying really.
Yeah.
Which is like, it is good for us because like we are getting to that point, but like we play more.
Right.
Like reward us, we play a lot more.
Yeah. No, I mean, everything that you've said, I second it. But yeah, I think that's the ultimate thing is like, if you're going to have some sort of system where, you know, like in Black Ops, I mean, even Black Ops 4, I can't remember if you did get rewarded for all those extra levels that you did. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know if you did.
I think in terms of XP.
Because you hit 1,000.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But you definitely, you got like calling cards and stuff that you could only get.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, for every 100 levels.
Yeah. See, that's it. That. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, you need to back it up with a reason to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas like in Vanguard, I mean, Cold War was the example of like, you know, they had something set up where, yeah, you can grind like a motherfucker, but they give you stuff that's worth it.
Yeah.
Cold War, or sorry, Vanguard, there was literally no reason. There was no reason to do anything beyond that. So why bother?
Yeah.
And then every COD since then has just, they don't even want to have that as an equation and they just get rid of it. I'm on the side with you. I like having a level cap. Because of what we've got, like for our, like, you know, with our lives and stuff, it's nice. Cause I'm definitely OCD and I know right now, if we went home and looked up my Cold War stats, it would piss me off because I'd be like, oh, 256,
yeah,
481. I'm like, dude, these are all messed up numbers. I don't like this. I'm like, I'd want to be like 500. Yeah. 500,
I was like, you know what I mean? That season I had way more time and I was probably having more fun like grinding at that time.
That's the, my favorite is, you see the decline, you're like 680. I'm like, holy shit, you know, then it's like 580. Then by the end of the time, it's like 256. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, by that point, we're like 30 days in. We're like, dude,
we just got to get there.
Just get my levels, bro. I need them. I need them.
Yeah.
You know, that was like with this season. We like, with season two, we just like scraped over the edge. We're just like, yeah, like 2 days left or like 3 days left. We're like, yep, we got the max.
We got it. Yeah.
You know, which is nice. But again, if they're going to have a system like that, like I'm all for it if they're going to have some sort of, you know, level 1000 thing. But if they continue the trend of what they're doing where they don't give you anything for it, screw it. You know, like why bother? Why bother grinding for stuff like that?
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like the games recently, like we've played more COD, like in terms of levels than we have like back in the day.
Oh, way more.
Like what? Last year, we were prestiged like 24 or 25 or something, technically.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
That's insane.
Like I didn't even look that up. It was something that like that. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I mean they didn't even say what it was.
It was definitely in the 20s. But
yeah, no, it 100% was.
If you think about it, yeah, like we're hitting that consistently every single year.
Yeah,
and we don't really get anything out of it.
Yeah, bro, you think about that. Like, I mean, man, we just I don't even know. We played so much of that. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, like I looked at my hours because I just about, I'm very close to hitting 1,000. And I mean, you probably have hit it.
On this game?
Yeah. Like I'm probably close to it. And I'm like, dude, that's insane how much hours I put on the recent CODs.
Yeah.
Like all together. And yeah, going through those prestiges, like, dude, I thought back in the day, like, you know, hitting 10 prestige level 65, I'm like, dude, I'm the bitch, man. Yeah. Like, I got that.
Yeah.
And, like, the only hard level, like, that was actually a real grind was, like, 65 to completing 65. I'm like, now, dude, that's all we do.
Yeah.
That's the only amount of XP.
Yeah.
You know? It's just constant grinding. And we've already done 520, 530 odd levels of it. You know, I'm like,
and we do it strictly in multiplayer.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it is easier to get XP faster in like Warzone and
zombies. I'm fairly sure it's way easier in those.
Because you have a longer like time span.
Yeah.
In like each game mode. So like you can get more XP like per game.
Yeah. You could, but you can smack on those.
Yeah. It's crazy how much we put in. But I guarantee you, like, This game's more fun than MW2, but if you go back and compare like where we are now versus MW2, we've put in way more time in MW2 than this game.
Oh, I'm sure.
Way more. Like
Yeah.
Significantly more time into that game.
No doubt.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how many hours I actually have on this game in days, and then look at MW2, because we're in April. Like May is like usually around the time where like the first couple like COD leaks start coming out. You know, we've talked about like Gulf War a little bit already, but Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy comparing like where we were last year for MW2 versus right. now.
Yeah, we're in a totally different realm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about this Call of Duty thing that they have now is because I don't believe you can. I don't think you can go back and check how much time you put on them, because I think they just all lump it in. Like, again, I have like 900 something hours on Call of Duty, but I'm like, how many hours do I have on Vanguard compared to MW2 compared to this one? You know, I really
would have to go on like each individual game and check. But and I think like Vanguard's broken, and like part of MW2 was broken at 1.2.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. These in-game hour things, sometimes I take them with a grain of salt.
Yeah, they're definitely broken. MW3 has been pretty good, I think. Yeah. Like, I think they screwed up in the beginning for the first like week or two.
Yeah.
But it's pretty accurate like now, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even check too. I don't even know. This game does it have leaderboards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even check them because I have no idea. The older CODs, that's where you have to be able to tell. Well, no, they could tell you in like your calling card on the side. Yeah. But leaderboards, they would tell you your score and how much time you played and all that stuff. So I got no idea.
It's insane how much COD like we've played, and you can just see like the difference. And I think it's weird because I think our mood gets affected by like the pros' moods.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because like a lot of these pros, they are just shitting and dogging on this game.
Yeah,
rightfully so. I get it. Right. Like in competitive, spawns don't make sense. Right. They're really annoying. Pubs is way more fun. This game is way more fun to play than MW2.
Yeah,
like by far.
Yeah,
but the day that I see pros going back and playing MW2, they're like, this game wasn't that bad.
That's when I'm like, okay. That's when they've lost.
People don't actually know what they're talking about at this point. Like, everyone's just going back to last year's game and playing it. But MW3 is significantly better than MW2.
Yeah.
Significantly. Maps suck because they're from MW2. But it is definitely way better. Gunplay is better. Spawns are all messed up. They are really bad. They haven't been fixed, but, you know.
They won't be.
For pubs, it's fun.
Yeah.
Pubs, it is really fun. And some guy on TikTok was like, yeah, you keep telling yourself that, buddy. The problem is you're still playing COD in 2024. Yeah. Like, oh, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you playing?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Dude, I've got so many games on the backlog that I just want to play. But now it's just a matter of...
Well, you just like, got to dole it out, you know? It's like, I mean, like, you know, you got a busy schedule coming up, too. And you already have one, you know? It's like you just got to find the time for when you want to be playing those. That's what I'm doing on my vacation. Like, I'm playing, like, this morning I played COD, but I got some of my single-player games. I'm like, okay, I got to fold in some hours on these two.
That's why the level cap is nice for us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we can hit that, and then it's like, if you want to take days off, or it's like, oh, you want to go play, like, a single-player game, like, no one really gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're...
It is appeasing to the casuals. Like, yeah, exactly. It is not wrong. It is. Yeah.
But if you're, like... Again, you know, too, if I had like 100 levels or you had something like that and we've got like 20 something days, I'd be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, you got to hit this.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you got to grind it out. So, yeah, that's again where the level cap is nice. But, dude, the amount of games we sacrifice to go play COD and because we like it, you know, it's like, fuck you, man. I chose this morning to get up and play COD. Exactly. I didn't have to. I chose and I played for like 3 hours and I had goddamn fun doing it.
Yeah. We're grinding it out.
So fuck you.
We're doing content.
Exactly.
We are called the COD Casuals. We're here.
We're here. We're going to stay in COD. Yeah. It's not like I'm going to be like, dude, you know what? Rainbows.
Right? Like,
I don't care about that.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about other games. We play other games, whatever, but this podcast is about COD.
Yeah, 100%. But leave it at that, bro.
Yeah. Mic drop. Oh, wait. We didn't talk about CDL quick.
Picking the mic back up, bro.
Boston Breach.
Oh, yeah, bro.
There's nothing to talk about, actually.
Yeah. Put the mic back.
they lost to Miami Heretics, sadly.
Yeah.
It was...
They shouldn't have lost.
They shouldn't have lost, yeah.
So that's...
Not sugarcoating it. They should have won. They should... We were texting before the match. We were like, man, like...
They should be 3-0.
Yeah, easy 3-0. And we went to map 5, and we lost.
Yep. Here's my super analytical mind, you know. This brilliant mind of Call of Duty. I think their respawns look fine. Their search is terrible. And their search needs help. That's what they ended up losing, like really badly. I think overall, though, like it's hard to get a gauge on the team because, like, yeah, they did lose. they had some points where they look good, but I think their search and destroy is really what needs a lot of work. I mean, they would need like they need work overall, period, as a new team, like in everything. But the search and destroy is what's really lacking, and that takes time to develop.
Yeah, and the one thing that we need is time, and we do not have time.
Exactly,
and
so that's why this is tough.
Yeah, it sucks because,
and that's another 10 points that we
should have had. Yeah. We have 70 points that we can get. And Boston's schedule gets a lot harder.
Yeah.
Like as we go through the week. And yeah, like we have 50 points. We are dead last in the league. Making eighth is still there. Like it is still feasible.
Yeah. We can
We're not out of the question yet. But every match matters. And it just sucks. Because I think we're 20 or 30 points away from eighth.
Yeah.
But that just shows how close like the bottom 8 through 12 is.
Yeah.
And now at this point, I'm just rooting for like those top teams to beat the 8 through 12 teams.
Yeah.
And hope that we win. Because I don't want to get it to, you know, major four and right before champs, like going to seeding, we're like eighth and ninth and we win our match. But now all we can do is just wait. The rest is like we can't
it's
control
out of our, yeah, it's out of our hands. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the way like with this discrepancy in those top four to the rest of them, I'm just hoping that that continues so we don't have any of these like random robberies with points that screw us up in the end. Because it's like, oh, you know, Vegas or Carolina, they took a game against Ultra or FaZe or whatever. And now those 10 points that – pretty much they should not have had, you know, statistically saying they now have, and they're going to use it against us.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And like, I'm a big believer of they did it to themselves. And like the players know it too. Like,
yeah,
we are dead last for a reason. And I say we, as we're on the team, but we're supporters.
We're Boston.
Bro. Yeah. And everyone's like shitting on Boston for like everything. Sucks. Right. And they have potential. I think everybody knows they have potential, but they need to win.
Yeah.
Like, as fans, it's tough to see them lose to Miami out of all the teams.
Yeah, but, you know, man, it's just like that's the drought that you go through, you know? I mean, like, you've got your teams that you support, and you're having good times, and then you know, you fall on bad times. And it's as simple as that. Like, you can't be jumping ship on them and, you know, turning your back on them. It's like, dude, like there's no way to sugarcoat it. Like they're not really good right now.
Yeah.
You know, like they could do a lot better, and they will do a lot better.
Yeah. And they know it too.
Yeah.
It's like, just it's crazy that statistically and on paper we looked at the roster. This was probably the best roster we had the beginning of the year to stand a chance of like winning. Like and making it to like a top four team.
Yeah, and they've got like, and even now with their new iteration of this team, like they're relatively solid. Like they could, I think that they can turn this around, and I think they will. But it's just, again, I think because of the situation they're in right now, they're gonna have to unfortunately rely on these other teams to fall through against, you know, some of these key matchups. They've really got to bank on that now, because they've kind of, like I said, they've done it to themselves. And now they have to have, like, you know, the fate is out of their hands.
Yeah. And to an extent, we have to go at least like positive
in
this split. They need to finish 4-3, like minimum.
Yeah.
And not make it into last seed. Because again, we can't go into the Ultra Major, the Toronto Major, and then get knocked out first game.
Yeah.
And we get no points.
Yeah, if that happens, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, like they have to win a lot after that. So it's tough. But regardless, we're still going to be supporting. Always supporting the team. I hope they have another watch party. I will say it's probably hard for the team and the players like to have a watch party when they're not winning.
Yeah.
You know, like, I get it. Look, but I do want Helix to have
support either way.
Yeah, I want them to have another watch party. I want to be there watching COD.
Yeah, no, I do too.
And yeah, so Boston, they got to clutch up like going this weekend and the weekend after that you guys are listening to this.
So to fill you in and everybody else listening, so April 21st, Sunday, they're playing Rocker. That's a tough matchup. They could do that, though.
Yeah, it's winnable.
That's a winnable one. Then they're playing LAG. That's very winnable. That's a good matchup. And then they're playing in May, the last weekend, I believe. Or no, second to last. Man, they're playing like mad on these days. Holy shit. They're going to play Optic. Yeah.
That's a hard match.
Yes, Justin. Yeah. Very difficult
match. They're playing later into the split. They're playing harder.
Right. But harder. Like also that day, Miami's playing New York. Mm-hmm. Tough matchup for them. Vegas is playing FaZe. Mm-hmm. Tough matchup for them. So there's like, it's a good balance. I got to hope that my pick-ems for like, you know, FaZe versus Carolina go as I think they're going to go. Because that'll help them out. And hopefully, mm-hmm. like I said, with the other matches prior, like on April 27th, mm-hmm. and what did I say here? What was the other one? April 21st. Mm-hmm. When they play Rocker and LAG, they win those.
But that means... That shows how important that Miami match was.
Yeah, exactly.
They need to close these ones out. But yeah, so we'll still be supporting Boston. Yep. We'll always support Boston. But they need a win. We need a win.
This and one's
the,
for them.
The
man.
Fans need a win.
We need this. I need it.
Yeah, literally. And then one last thing about the CDL. There is no Major Four is not happening in North Carolina. Rip. Which
sucks.
This just it sucks. The Ravens could not host the major. There are a couple of people that were going to go to that, and that does suck for them. We know how that feels because we were supposed to go to a Boston and a New York one, and that didn't happen. But
so now I think it's going to be in...
It's going to be in, like, California. Yeah, no fans. I mean, what, it's been, like, 2 years or 3 years in a row now where, like, at least one major was with no fans, which...
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's going to be boring.
Yep.
But...
Feel
bad for the players. I feel bad for everybody involved in that situation. But
whoever wins that, they're gonna get the fake claps.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Yeah, right.
No fans.
Yeah, you know, and get the emotes in chat.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, it sucks. But I mean, we weren't gonna go anyway, so we're just gonna be watching it from YouTube. You know, no harm, no foul for us.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
for the players, it just sucks
for them.
Yeah, it would have sucked if. Like I do, I like how all the events now are like coming to the East Coast.
Yeah,
because now we do have options now.
Yeah,
which is nice. But especially for the people in Carolina that actually,
yeah, that blows for them. But you'll just have to wait till next year.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So,
closing on that, bro.
Yeah,
I think that's it, though. We talked about everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, everything. So yeah. I think we'll call it on that. Mm-hmm. So everybody, thank you so much for listening to episode number 166 of the COD Casuals podcast. Be sure to go to anchor.fm/CODCasuals. We're on all stream platforms, so be sure to go show some love over there, as well as our Instagram and our TikTok. We're posting shorts of all the episodes and good clips. And then, of course, being active on Twitter at the COD Casuals, so be sure to go follow us there. And then, of course, any ratings, Spotify, Apple, everywhere, five star, you know, nothing less. And yeah, I think that'll do it. Huh?
Six star.
All right. Okay. Anyway, so thank you so much for listening to episode number 166 of the COD Casuals podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin,
and we'll see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.